repairing, remaking Hair mattresses, did you? Well, you know, Hair mattresses were the mattress to have in your home years ago. And if they were made out of white horsehair instead of the black, they were considered very top quality. Well, they would flatten down after a while, and they would retain the impression of your body, and they needed to be re-garneted, so to speak, reworked and put back into the ticking and retufted again. And we would do that. We'd send it to a factory in Boston that would do it for us. And evidently, one of the institutes that helped the blind people also did this sort of work, too. It was something they could do if they were blind or poor sight. Anyway, this lady said to me, "My cousin, Mrs. Charles Francis Adams, had her mattresses remade at much less money than you charged me." And of course, she was very wealthy herself and could afford it. And I just had to say, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's what we charge." She did pay the bill.
But she was quite an equestrian, was she?
She was. Mary Ogden Abbott. She's gone. Her house that she lived in is still on Sudbury Road. And it was the site of the barn in which Daniel Chester French sculpted the Concord Minuteman. That was on her property. And that was later removed and became part of the Concord Museum.
The barn was?
Yep. Wow. Taken down board by board and reassembled at the museum. I don't know if it's exact replica, but it's made out of the same materials anyway.
You must have really had to have such a refined style of behavior dealing with all these customers.
And another lady, I won't mention her name, she came from New York originally, and evidently she had had store teeth made, false teeth, dentures, and they didn't fit just properly. And when she talked, they rattled, you know, back and forth. I don't think she realized it either, but she was a character. She always used to come to the store and say, "In your back room, don't you have something that's damaged that I could buy cheaply?" And she lived in a very nice neighborhood.
And your answer?
"No, I'm sorry. We don't have anything. We don't have a back room."
Oh, this has been wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope it doesn't cause somebody to sue me or something.
I don't think it will.
Okay.
You've been very discreet.
Good. Hopefully. I don't think Mary Ogden Abbott ever married, so I don't think there are any heirs.
No. But it doesn't seem likely.
No. Well, this has been fun.
Thank you.